Welcome back to a Bold Plan for America podcast. I'm with author John Burke, and today we're going to talk about rebuilding America. The American Society of Civil Engineers produces a report card, and their report card for our transportation system earns us a grade of C-. And within that report card, there are 11 categories where the grade is D, including roads. Talk about why this matters and what's caused it.
Well, you know, I mean, a transportation system matters a lot. It matters to every single American. I mean, people travel the roads, whether you're driving a car, whether you're taking a subway, whether you're using the ports, whether you're a child and you're getting on a bus and you're going to school. Everybody uses our transportation system almost every day. It matters. And if you take a look, we're in the most prosperous nation in the world, and our transportation system is an embarrassment. And it has been getting worse and worse and worse, and our leaders sit by and they watch it. You know, President Biden actually did something about it, and to his credit, he got a large transportation bill pushed through Congress. And, you know, you'll see some improvement, but he got less than half of what he asked for, and he's not paying for it. You know, all he's doing is he's spending money, and we're not raising any revenue in order to pay for it. And it's an economic issue. Countries that have better transportation systems ultimately have better economies. It's a quality of life issue, and in some cases, it's a matter of life and death. There's more people per capita who die on our roads than die in, you know, many other countries, and it's a great opportunity.
In the book, you tackle some very difficult problems, and you offer multiple solutions. In this case, there's one really key solution to address this problem. Talk about that.
You know, there's a lot of complex problems that, you know, oh my God, how do you solve this problem? And you got to get all these geniuses together and you got to figure it out. We know how to build roads in this country. We know how to build great airports. We know how to build ports. We know how to put together mass transit systems and high-speed rail. We could do all that. We just lack the funding. And so you go, well, why don't we have the funding? And it's because somebody figured out back in the early 90s that the way to win an election is to tell people, I will cut your taxes and I will get rid of all of the ridiculous government spending. And so our leaders just keep running this play. And then our citizens kind of hold them accountable. And then there are these groups that go, you can't raise taxes. And the guy's like, I'll never raise taxes. And it's kind of become this litmus test of, are you going to raise taxes or not? And nobody takes the other side and says, well, would it actually be a better choice? Would I be better off if you raise the taxes? Because do you care more about are you better off, or do you care more about if your taxes are raised? Because there could be a situation in which you actually pay more in taxes, but you earn more money because of it, and you have a better life because of it. And I believe that the last time the government raised the gas tax was like 1992. The gas tax is at the same amount. Well, inflation has increased by like 60%. So right out of the gate, if you're holding that gas tax at 19%, and inflation's plus 60, and I don't mean it's plus 60 since Joe Biden's been president. I mean, it's plus 60 or more since the last time the gas tax was raised. Then add on to that that there's 100 million more Americans since the last time the gas tax was raised. And add on to that that there's something like, I don't know, there's a ton of cars that are now on the road that weren't on the road in 1992. And our elected officials don't have the courage to go out and say to the voters, hey, we need to raise the gas tax so that we can build better roads, better bridges, so that you can move faster and you can be safer and we can have a better economy and your kids can have a better future, and we're not going to stick your kids with this mess to clean up. And so my proposal is, you get what you pay for. And if you don't want to pay for anything, okay, then you can have a horrible transportation system. That's where we're going. Or you can say, well, we're going to pay for a transportation system, and you can put millions of people to work in great paying jobs, and you can improve the economy. When you grow the economy, people pay more taxes. So let's say that the government spends some money on a bomb, and you know, they give the bomb to somebody, or they use the bomb, and the bomb, it's gone. That $100,000 that you spent on the bomb, it's gone. Or you never even see the bomb, it sits in a warehouse. If you spend $100,000 on a road or on an airport, you use that $100,000 and you're going to use it for the next 30 years. It's like a house. These infrastructure expenditures are real investments. And when you travel to other countries, if you go to China, if you go to Japan, if you go to Germany, you will see infrastructure that is way above the United States. And those people aren't stupid. And I would say, who would be on the right side of this issue? And the issue is this. Don't raise taxes since 1992. Just keep it at 19 cents. And keep your infrastructure spending really low. This is the United States play. And you keep the tax low. Or raise taxes along with inflation and according to what the infrastructure needs are, put millions of people to work, create an infrastructure that drives the economy and creates great paying jobs and raises the tax base. I think that's where other countries are outsmarting us. And I think that's a change that we need to make. So I advocate in the book, raise the gas tax by a dollar. And some people don't have the guts to raise it by 5 cents. Forget that. Let's pass all that by and let's say, you know what? Over the next 20 years, we're going to build the best transportation system in the world. And the way we're going to do it is we're going to add to the gas tax a dollar. And that's what I do. And I think this is where politicians miss it with the American people. They don't treat the American people like an adult. They treat the American people like morons. They run negative ad after negative ad, and they don't discuss the real issues because they've been told not to do that by political pollsters, because all they care about is winning the damn campaign. And I say, screw it. Treat the American citizens like adults. Tell them we're going to create this amazing transportation system, and in order to do it, we all need to chip in through a higher gas tax. And by paying a higher gas tax, you will be investing in your future and that of the country. That's what I would do. That is my advice for the next president.
I began with our introduction to this chapter, sharing our scorecard, our report card. You include that in the book,
yep,
with other information about the situation we have today and about that solution. If people would like to get a copy of the book, they can download it for free. Visit aboldplan.com. What other actions can people take?
Well, I think the biggest one, you know, that I point out in the book on a citizen scorecard, you want to be a great citizen, educate yourself on the issues and be a multiplier. All right, Magic Johnson was a multiplier. He didn't think about how good he was. His goal was to make everybody around him better. Don't just educate yourself. Send this material off to your family and friends. educate other people.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
For sources and citations, please see A Bold Plan for America by John Burke.